Hey, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Oh, man. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And you're not in the mix, Will.
This is the third week in a row we've done that.
Yeah.
I can kill this thing, right?
Yep. Because we actually have a caller. Somebody called in at exactly 7:02 or whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't know why. That thing's off, right?
So, yeah, it's off.
Okay, cool.
But whoever was on should be on the line.
Who do we have calling in here? Who do we have on the line?
It's me, your mama.
Oh.
that's Mom L.
It's Mom L. Hey, Mom.
Well, hi, Mom L.
What's going on?
Hello. I was already listening to the show.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, were you listening to the pre-show?
That was the pre-show.
Oh, okay.
You were listening to that stupidity?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's Insanity Remix.
No more meals at the house for me.
Buffer.
Oh, no.
Well, it's because Mom still is on the phone line.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because we broadcast at 48.
You see, the Lambert family, we have a fine tradition of making major investments out of very small things.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think it through for about 2 years, usually.
I do the same.
You know,
yeah, we're pretty behind.
I just wanted to say
hi to you guys.
Well, hi, Mom L.
Hi.
Hello, and let you know that I'm listening.
Well, good. Excellent. We're glad to hear that you're listening.
Yeah.
Yep, we're having Tara on the show today.
Oh, God, man,
we're
both out
of
it.
Yeah, I was
looking at that. Well, I forgot her name. I'm totally blanking out now. Mom, see what you did?
Tara
Knight. Your fault.
Tara Knight. We just talked to her on the phone, too.
Thanks,
and,
Mom. I just talked to her like 2 seconds ago, actually, on the phone. I'll figure it out sooner or later. What's going on over at the house, Mom? Might as well just air all of our private
nothing.
Business.
I'm going to go lay down.
You're going to go lay down? It's been kind of a rough weekend for all of us. So, I'll keep it to a minimum, but I don't really like to bring it all up, but my father got put in the hospital again last Thursday.
And he's being well taken care
of. Everything
is going well.
Yeah.
The tests have shown very well. Everything sounds good.
Everything looks pretty good so far, but we've all been the whole L family has been kind of...
It's a downer. It pulls all your energy and back and forth, and
yeah. He's doing well. We spent the whole weekend there, basically hanging out and just talking
but
to
you
him.
Tell everybody out there to pray for him.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I know I will.
He's a good dad. He's a good dad. We all know that. All the guys know my dad, and he's the sleeping gentle giant that walks around the house, you know. And it's kind of tough to see a gentle giant like that, kind of in the shape he's in, you know. But.
And Mom's a big mouth like Scott.
We've heard some stories, not about you, but about Scott L. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott L. is tearing up that hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets around.
It's been quite an event. You guys have heard all about it. I don't want to bore the listening audience.
Right.
You know, we probably have like a small demographic of listeners that are actually nurses and stuff, and I don't want to lose that demographic. So we're going to leave it like that, you know.
Okay, and I'll let you guys go do your show.
All right.
Thanks so much, Mom Ellen, and I wish you only the best and all the best, and my prayers and thoughts are with you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Love you, Mom.
You're like my third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you, Mom L.
All right, Mom.
Okay.
See you. Love you, Mom.
Tell Will I said hi, too.
Oh, he's listening.
Hi. He's listening right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk
to
you, Mom.
All right, you guys have a good show.
All right, love
Thanks.
You, Mom.
Thanks. We'll try.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy.
Ouch.
Man. Yeah, it's been a crap weekend, dude.
How come I can't hear you anymore, but...
I'm here.
Oh, okay, hi.
I'm here.
So,
we're still working. I guess I'm Mr. Guinea Pig this week. Because, well, yours died.
Mine died because I didn't charge them enough.
But
yeah.
I guess we figured since I'm the farthest away from the board, I might as well try to use these cordless headphones that we have now.
Right.
We have actual cordless headphones with a receiver that Will's in the way of right now.
Right. So you're getting like...
it actually sounds all right. But it sounds pretty good so far. It's a new little thing.
I used them. I listened to like hours and hours and hours of music on them.
Yeah.
That one I kept fully charged. This one I just found the rechargeable batteries and plugged it in about 2 o'clock or no, it had to have been more like 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I put them in and it only gave it a couple hours. These need to charge overnight.
Okay.
So
they sound pretty good. They sound all right.
We are attempting to go wireless.
We're attempting, and
with at least the headphones for a start.
So if you see 1 week where I'm sorry we couldn't broadcast today,
all our batteries were dead.
Everything died, and we forgot how to use cords.
We've been doing this for so long because we threw away. Doug chopped up every cord.
He went crazy and just
destroyed
everything.
This is Ghostly Talk, and we've already introduced ourselves. Let's do it again. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And of course, we are broadcasting live from the Haunted Basement Studios in Winter White Wonderland, Fraser, Michigan.
Can we please move? Guys, what do you think? What do you think? You know, I'll sell the condo.
There's some big flakes coming down right now.
Walking up to the house.
And there's snow, too, yeah. And
this time last week, it was like 75 degrees.
What the hell happened during Christmas? This is what Christmas is supposed to look like.
Right.
If you look, you can't see out the window.
Snow is coming down. Big, beautiful white flakes. It would be beautiful if it was like December 23rd.
No, but it's borderlining summer here, and this sucks.
Yes, I know. I'm afraid it's like end of April, and we're having a winter weather advisory.
Yeah.
We're under a winter storm watch.
Storm warning.
I poked my head out the window this morning when I woke up, this afternoon. Who am I lying to? I poked my head out the window this afternoon when I woke up, and I looked out the blind thing. Well, you know, it snowed yesterday, but, you know, hey, come on. It's summertime. It's over with. It's a little fluke. No big deal.
Nope.
Still snowing outside. I'm like, gee, Christ.
It's still snowing. It's supposed to snow on and off throughout the entire week.
We're not going to get a break. The one thing I think is funny is the people that were, like, so jazzed about summer, and they're like, ha-ha, I'm going to do my garden. They're out there right now is like, putting plastic over everything, trying to cover it up so they don't lose all the work they put
in
so far.
Yeah, welcome to winter in April. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if you remember when you were a kid. Wasn't the saying April showers bring May flowers?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
April snow showers bring nasty, mean May flowers.
My dad said today when we were talking, he's like, I remember it snowing in May a few years ago, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
May 5th, he actually threw a date at me. He's like, May 5th, I remember it snowed on May 5th, and we all were like, I don't remember it, though. I don't remember it happening.
Well, I remember it snowing later in the year, yeah. But
June 8th, 1980, my first birthday, there was snow flurries.
You remember this?
There's pictures of me and my grandfather with our winter coats on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You
okay.
You can see the snow flurries in the background.
Wow.
My God.
All right.
That's creepy. That bothers me because we know that Michigan is the state for variety. You know.
Yeah, variety
for you. If you like being a flexible person when it comes to the weather, you have to come to Michigan. We're going to promote Michigan for that. Now, if you like it kind of like I do, where it's kind of like, you know, okay, let's just, you know, we'll do about maybe 10 months of decent weather and then maybe another 2 months of decent weather again, and then 10 months of decent weather, and then, you know, just like nice mild weather. That's kind of how I like it. No,
we don't have that, no.
And then, of course,
we had 86 degrees or something.
Yeah, we were dying. We were burning up earlier this week.
And now it's, you know, in the 30s and 40s, and it'll be in the 50s this week.
Mm-hmm.
But snow. So let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And if you like sitting in traffic, this is the best state for that when it comes to snow. Because, you know, I'm a
they
big
forgot
fan
how
of
to
traffic.
Drive, yeah.
I'm a big fan of traffic. I like to sit in traffic. And this
great,
is the greatest weather for that.
Great pastime.
It's not like a Saturday night, like at 12 o'clock at night, and you're sitting in a traffic jam on the main highway that goes through the I-75 here.
Right.
Nothing like sitting in a traffic jam on a Saturday night at midnight. It's beautiful. I mean, you can think of a million things you would rather not be doing besides sitting in a traffic jam.
Right.
God, ridiculous. Man. So hopefully it warms up here.
So, anyway, we are Rockcast Live from the absolutely, you know, snow-entrenched haunted basement studios in Fraser, Michigan.
Yeah.
And we broadcast live every night from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's live. If you're hearing this at any other time, it's not a live broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate you listening and taking the time anyway.
Listen. We're being broadcast on a couple of different stations now. We have the Valley. That's in Tennessee. Tennessee Valley.
I bet it's not snowing there.
I bet it's beautiful there.
Yeah.
I should call my grandma and find out.
I think we need to go
down. Call her and find out what the weather's like.
Let's do like a Ghostly Talk Tennessee edition or something.
I'm sure the weather's a lot better down there.
And also, if they, I don't know what the schedule's like, but Salida, California, maybe not. It depends on how they're, I haven't heard. I know they were going to run some tests.
KQRP, our friends out in Salida, California. Another station that's
Sci-Talk
now.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just getting hooked up with all these sort of people. We talked about this a little bit last week. Well, hey,
they want to listen to Ghostly Talk. And welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Thank you. We hope that you're enjoying the show. And
of course, during our pre-show, our Insanity pre-show, which happened
responsible for losing half of our listening audience over the last 2 weeks.
The Indiana Ghost Trekkers actually host a party in their chat room.
We heard about this. This is super cool. Yeah.
If you go to Indiana Ghosts Dot org, I think it is.
Hi, guys.
Whatever, they're linked up in the chat room.
We're coming to see those guys on the 21st of May also.
Yep.
We're going to be
with them a couple times.
Yeah, we are.
May 7th, we're going to be going and hanging out with them. I don't even want to know right now. I'm not looking far ahead in the future. I'm surprised I looked at the 21st of May. But we are going to hang out with those guys twice in May.
Yeah.
Just doing some stuff.
It's going to be awesome.
They actually want us to speak on May 7th, from what I understand. Mike McDowell sent me an email going, hey, I kind of scanned it.
What are we
going
to talk about?
I don't know. Ghosts sort of.
Okay.
Stuff,
let's talk about ghosts.
Ourselves. Hey, come on.
We got to figure out where we're staying, too, for Friday night.
We're staying in the Death Court, dude. We're going to crash. Yeah. I'm down with that, man. I'm going to sleep on you, Will.
You can put the, like, it is hatchback, so you can, like, fold the back seats now.
Our heads will be hanging out, or our feet, one
sure.
of the two.
Sure, yeah.
I think we can do it. I think it'd be great. I think the photos for that would be wonderful.
Sounds good.
We'll have to plan for that kind of stuff. We got to sit down and talk that over.
Yes, of course. Our own website is www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah.
And we're broadcast live on Pioneer Network. That's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.
That is the mothership.
Done with announcements. Coming up, we've got Tara Knight. And that's coming up at the end of this half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking with her about all kinds of great...
She's a spiritual medium.
Spiritual medium.
She's
so.
A professional medium. And it's gonna be this, she has some interesting ideas. I don't want to start throwing them out yet. I want her
right.
to talk about them. She's a charming lady. Absolutely charming lady. I mean, I'm looking really forward to talking with her. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Me too. Perfect.
Anything new this week, guys? We've all had, I think, kind of an eventful week. Anything paranormally related? Anything weird happened
today? Oh. Will has a story from today.
What happened, Will?
Oh.
Are you going to tell us the story?
Well, hey, Will, did anything happen today, Will?
Did anything paranormal happen today, do you think?
Did we set you up enough, Will? Here's a spotlight. Ready? Bing! There you go.
Where were you at 12:38 p.m. today?
Give him a cigarette now. Okay, Will, you ready?
Well, go. I was at the Octagon House, as I am, like, in every couple of weeks doing tours. And I let all the... We were slow with the snow.
Yeah, right.
Ryan, hey.
Ooh, you get down with it.
You just earned, like, 3 scene points for that. Congratulations.
You're getting down with it. You were at the Octagon
right,
House.
Right.
Talk into the mic. Go, go, go.
Go, Will.
Everyone else was gone. I was locking everything up. And I decided I'm going to use the restroom before I leave.
Okay, that's more than we wanted to know.
Okay.
Thanks for the story.
I had to explain the situation.
Oh, okay. So you were alone in the house.
But let's just I don't want you branching off on the restroom part.
Yes. Because we don't want to know.
I don't want to know
anything about it. You know, other than you were in the restroom, that's as far as we want to know about the restroom.
Look at, he's getting mad.
He's right.
No, sorry. Okay. Doug, turn your mic off.
Alone in the house, in the restroom, go.
Kill Mike, go.
Taking care of business, and I hear footsteps, pacing footsteps, just outside the bathroom door. I'm the only one in the house. All the doors are locked. This goes on for a couple of minutes, and you guys have messed me up. I hate you all.
You were there.
I'm sorry, Will.
You were the only one who was there, so
right.
You're the only one who can tell
no
the story.
No pressure, Will. Just tell the story
no
as accurately and concisely as you can.
Yes,
okay?
Details, names, dates.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, everything.
Okay, here we go. Well, you all right?
I'm a little choked up.
Somebody give him the Heimlich. You okay, Will?
Yeah, I'm good.
This is an emotional thing for you.
What's really funny is we told Tara, the upcoming guest, we told her on the phone.
Oh,
we're
really laid back.
This is a really laid back, easygoing show, and that's how we like to keep it. If you don't feel like you're sitting on a couch with a bunch of friends, then we didn't do it right. And here we're putting Will under the utmost pressure.
Yeah, we're killing Will right now. Okay, Will, go ahead. We're going to kill the mics again. Ready? Here we go.
Okay,
one, two, three.
So I'm listening to this, and I was getting kind of freaked out, and I am like, okay, whoever it is, stop. I'm the only one in here. And then it stopped. It listened to me.
So you heard some voices. I mean, I'm sorry, footsteps.
Footsteps.
Pacing footsteps.
And that's in the new part of the house, though.
Right.
You were in the new part of the house. So were they coming from the room with the I don't know if it still has the piano in it, but the room.
It comes right off the kitchen, right?
It comes right off the kitchen. That's a newer part of the house. It's not the original Octagon. And It's the one, does it still have that piano in it?
Right, yes, it does.
Okay, so it's the larger room. It would be like perhaps a dining room of some kind, but
there's a little bathroom right off of there, right?
And the little bath, the newer bath, the right. bathroom's in there. And then were the footsteps in that room, or do you think they were in the original part?
It was in that room because it came right up to the door when it would come close to me.
Interesting, because the previous paranormal activity, as far as I know, I thought, almost all previous paranormal activity
is dealt with light.
Well, that happens a lot, yeah. But that's in the original part of the Octagon House.
Actually, the lights have been in the entire house.
Huh. Well, also the thing with the alarm.
Well, yeah.
So, and that's relatively new. I mean, that wasn't invented in 1860.
That scared a police officer, actually.
That scared a police officer?
Yeah, she refused to go in the house.
Why?
Because she knew what was in there was not living.
Did you say, hey, to serve and protect, I don't care if it's alive or not?
That ghost is a resident.
She can't shoot it and kill it, all right?
She can't shoot. I don't know if that's really what she wanted to do.
Yeah,
she just wanted not to die of fright herself. But what? So something, now, one of the stories that I heard was that they had a contingent of O House volunteers and board members and stuff had used had gone up in that area, and they met in the parking lot,
right.
And then they were going to take off and go out to dinner, do whatever they needed to do, and then they were going to come back and do whatever with the cars, and then go right. home, right? Mm-hmm. So they were just going to be in the parking lot of the O House for a little while,
yeah, right.
You know, waiting for their friends, and then to disperse as well once they re-arrived.
One of them was riding along.
Well, it turns out they arrive, everything's fine,
yeah,
lights are off. Everything's good to go. They get back after dinner. Lights are on.
Every single light in the house
Every
was on.
Every light on the house was on. And you know what they did? They dispersed. They didn't go in or anything. But they did indeed check the alarm, because the Octagon House is alarmed. And only the directors.
There's nine of us, yeah.
Only the directors know the code.
Yeah.
However, if you do enter in the code...
Yeah.
It gets logged by the alarm company and the little gizmo, right? Nobody entered or exited the house or did the alarm.
As far as opened the alarm up, yeah.
Right. Nobody undid the alarm and then redid the alarm, you know, after being
on
in
that
home.
Night.
On that
the
night.
The next day, the lights were off.
And, yeah, the next day they go back, all the lights are off again.
Interesting. Very interesting. I had a discussion last night with someone. I wanted to throw this idea out to some people too. This is just something I was thinking about. I was sitting at home last night. We played last night. Came home and I'm like, okay, I'm staying by the phone. I'm not doing anything. I'm just gonna sit here, right? And I was just chit chatting away with somebody on Yahoo, and come to find out, she's a member of Michigan Parahunt. We had no idea about this.
Okay.
We had no idea about this. And she's like, no, what are you doing? I'm like, well, you know, I'm into the Parahunt.
That's Scott's group, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just having a conversation and kind of, well, what do you do? Oh, yeah, well, I do a ghostly talk thing, you know, and I, you know, play in this goofy band and, you know, just all around goofball, go to work sometimes, whatever. And she's like, wait, you're into ghosts and stuff? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, yeah, I'm a member of Michigan Parahunt. I'm like, oh, no crap. So we got into this really long conversation, and you know, I'm not going to name any names here. I'm going to keep it real high level. But I don't know if we've ever really talked about this, but it's an interesting idea. She's like, you know, I see things. I get impressions of color. I get impressions of things. And she's like, it really scares the crap. It really scares the crap. I'm not considering a lucky person, but I can see anything. She's like, well, no. I go, well, you think you should develop it? You know, is that what you're into? She's like, well, yeah, totally. And we kind of got into this really, like, you know, long conversation. And, you know, of course, I started, like, you know, going off like a maniac, you know, on my tangents here and there and left and right. We all know what those are about. And, like, you know, I think a lot of people that are, like, mental asylums, that are, like, you know, they're locked up. I really think that there's a percentage of those people that aren't what you clinically define as this term crazy or a danger to themselves or a danger to other people. You know what I'm saying? Could it be that just people, like, you know, regular, everyday people that go to work, do their thing, take care of their families, whatever they do, they just see something that other people don't see? And when they go to talk to somebody about it, say, hey, look, you know, I'm seeing things, you know, and I don't really understand. And I'm not saying this is for every situation they do this with, but from what I see, a lot of these people, well, hey, you know what? You don't need to see that stuff. We don't want you to see that. We'll give you this nice little pill right here, and you won't see it anymore, I guarantee you. Now, it's going to turn you into a junkie after a while and make you into an automaton, but you won't be seeing those colors or those impressions anymore. And we were kind of just discussing this idea, like, you know, how many people really are locked up right now? Maybe not locked up, but they're clinically defined as, you know, unstable or chemically imbalanced or whatever the term is nowadays. How many of these people are just regular people like us or people that we come in contact with on a weekly, daily basis that we talk to and tell us these things? And we're nice enough to be open-minded enough to go, yeah, you know what? That's interesting. You know, I've talked to other people that have that same issue. We're obviously not psychiatrists or psychotherapists that prescribe medicine of any kind. I don't think I'd want to do that in the first place. But it's something I just wanted to throw out to people to go, you know, some people actually, you know, this is a thing that we've been trying to break down for 3 years on this show. Is that, you know, you can talk about these things. Don't be afraid to talk about these things. Tell people what you feel. Don't be afraid of that. That's why a lot of people won't talk about it, because they're scared. They're really scared. People will think about them, or their friends, they think they're, well, you're crazy. You're going nuts. You're seeing things. You're hearing things. You know, you obviously have a problem. I don't think that's always the case, though. I mean, what do you think, Doug? I mean, I kind of just threw this out. I'm sorry.
No, I...
Everybody's kind of like going, okay, what the hell is he talking about?
No, I follow it completely. I think that what happens is you know the thing is, with modern practices, medical practices, and, of course... I guess psychological or psychiatrical practices. Mm-hmm. It's all driven, in my opinion, and this is so going to sound like so left field because I am not a conspiracy kind of person, and I could care less. But it's all driven by pharmaceutical companies.
Well, a lot of it is.
Oh, no. The vast majority. There might be one or two Patch Adamses out there.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's it. I mean, the rest, they're looking for those kickbacks. That's what they got. That's what they did the 7 years, and then the free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, mm-hmm. on and off every other 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
Or free or low cost, you know, low pay, and then they did their time. Now that they're a doctor of whatever, mm-hmm. psychiatry, a doctor of medicine, a doctor of whatever, and they can prescribe, mm-hmm. bing.
Well,
filthy rich. There you go.
Is that the easy way out?
Who writes their paychecks?
Yeah.
The pharmaceutical company.
Is that the easy way out, though? I mean, it's like, okay, look, I walk into a room with a doctor and go, hey, doctor, I'm seeing people that aren't there. I'm hearing voices that aren't there. Mm-hmm. I'm getting these impressions that aren't there. You know, I feel very stable. I'm going to work. I pay my bills. I mean, everything I'm supposed to be doing, apparently, I'm doing.
They gave us a name where we're schizotypal.
Well, yeah, we know that. We know that. And that's
so we have a condition. That's a condition that we have.
That's sickening. That's sickening in my
opinion. It sickened me, and I think I made it quite clear
on the
schizotypal show. Yeah.
A couple years ago.
When they announced that, you're all schizotypal. Well, yeah. Then I made my feelings quite clear
that's
on that.
That's ridiculous.
It is. But they gave us a name. Now they can go through and they can write procedures and diagnoses and of course put us on you know.
So based on that,
pharmaceutical therapy.
They're going to get a real condition for us, and they're going to go out and make some new wonder drug that makes us not see things anymore. That is complete and utter idiocy.
Yeah, except for you know the thing is. Whenever you take one of these wonder drugs, and it doesn't matter what you're taking it for. You can take it for arthritis. You can take it for a cough. You can take it for a hangnail. You can take it for being schizotypal, for being bipolar, whatever. You take all these drugs.
Yeah.
It's not so much the you know, the symptoms. It's blocking those symptoms, but it's also with all these, like, huge paragraph fulls of second, you know...
Well, preservatives and all that crap.
No, things that it may do, you know, to you. Oh, this could cause complete and total liver failure. Oh, okay, well, as long as I don't see anyone, I guess I'm okay.
I'm going to be fair, though, and say there are people out there, and I understand that there are people out there that truly are a danger to themselves and a danger to others because of their mental condition.
Mm-hmm.
okay, do what you gotta do to help them. I mean, yeah, you might have to keep them drunk. I don't know. I don't think it's the greatest thing to do. But there are people, regular people that I meet. We meet them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Going, hey man, you know, oh hey, you say you're into the paranormal. Hey man, you know, I was seeing some stuff at my house. Something walked by my bed. Well, what was that? You know, a cat. I mean, I don't know what it is. But you say that you saw something, and you're telling me right now, sir or ma'am, that you don't know what it was. It wasn't your cat. It wasn't your dog. It wasn't your brother or sister or your wife or whoever. It was something that you didn't recognize. Okay, tell us more. Tell us more.
Well, that's what we say.
Tell us more. I think it's amazing. I want to hear more about it. So you're telling, I mean, maybe I'm being a bit overboard about this.
Well, that's because we can't, we as paranormal enthusiasts,
yeah,
we don't stand to make any money.
No.
Either way.
No, we don't.
Whether the person tells us that they saw a UFO or a ghost or
yeah,
a shadow person or someone's aura,
yeah,
or the future or anything, mm-hmm, we don't make any money off of that,
mm-hmm,
right? How can you make money off of that?
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Well,
you become a psychiatrist,
well,
and you put them on some kind of drug.
We can't make any money. We don't have any interest in making money off of that.
You sell my pharmaceuticals, and I'll give you a big fat check at the end of the year.
It's frustrating because it seems to be this idea of a working mind, an independent working mind that's open to new things by doing what these people are doing. And I'm not trying to come down on the pharmaceutical industry. Well,
I am.
Not completely.
I am.
Yeah. I mean,
you get GlaxoSmithKline or whoever on the phone for me, and I'll pair them a new one.
But it seems like they are numbing out an open mind to go, okay, well, you say you're seeing stuff. Let's talk about this, man. No, now we can't talk about that because that would just take too much goddamn time. Wouldn't it? It would just take too much time to do that. It would take too much time for me to sit down with you and actually act like I care about you for 15, 20 minutes to just get your opinion on what you may think you are seeing. Nope. Let's give you a prescription.
Right.
You're obviously out of sync. You're out of touch with reality. We need to help you. We need to help you, sir.
Friend of mine had pains.
Okay.
Muscle pains, probably. I don't know. Some kind of pain.
Uh-huh.
Right? Went to the doctor. Here's your brand new prescriptions. Muscle relaxers. Come see me every 3 to 6 months. We'll keep refilling it until you die.
I have a friend in Florida that... She's schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
And it amazes me. She will be on medication the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. Well,
just to cut that off.
I mean, if she's got, you know, an imbalance, of
yeah,
course, she's going to have to be. But mm-hmm, muscle relaxers? So what he did is my friend went to an alternative healer person who is primarily a chiropractor.
Yeah.
But doesn't do it like, you know, doesn't grab your arm and then twist it around your neck three times. You know, he does it with like gentle thumps here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then for days afterwards, you can feel your muscles and bones moving because
mm-hmm,
they're realigning themselves,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
Now he's fine. He rarely gets any pain,
mm-hmm,
things like that. He's not on the pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten to that point. I mean, everybody I know, and this really pisses me off. This really gets me so mad. And I have a lot of friends that are like this, and I've yelled at them about it, going, it seems like every time they stub their toe, they're straight to the doctors getting a prescription of Vicodin.
Yep.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only drug that I take, this is just me, the only drug that I take is my, it's just for my sinuses. My sinuses are always a wreck. It's basically hardcore Sudafed on steroids. More, it's really strong.
Oh, they're taking
strong
anything,
Sudafed.
Didn't they just announce that they're taking anything with Sufedrine?
Yeah,
which is Sudafed.
Yeah,
they're taking it off the shelves and putting it behind the counter.
Well, this is a prescription anyway, so I'm not worried.
Well,
about.
So yeah,
but it's the only drug that I take, and it's for my sinuses so I can breathe. God forbid I can breathe, right? And I've had people come to me and go, "Hey, Scott, oh, man, my nose is stuffed up, man. I heard you had that really hardcore stuff. Can I take one?" I'm like, "No." No,
good,
you can't take
good.
It. You can't take it. Well, why not, man?
How you
what if
be?
You're allergic to it? What if you take one of those things and you freaking blow up like a balloon and die in front of me? Then I'm going to lose my insurance and probably go to jail, okay? You can go out and get your own prescription, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I see my friends, a lot of my friends, they go out and get a prescription of Vicodin or some muscle relax, whatever the hell it is. And they go, and they're selling them to their friends. They're
yeah,
drug dealers now. They're drug dealers. Every single, it seems like the more we go on as a society here, in the United States at least, every little thing we do, we stub our toe, we're at the doctor's getting drugs.
Mm-hmm.
We cut our finger off, we're going to the doctor's getting drugs. Whatever happened to back teeth? Whatever happened to Bactine? When I cut myself open, dude, Bactine was up.
Yep. First, you clean it with hydrogen peroxide.
And it hurts like hell.
And it's a pain in the wound.
Or you get iodine stuff.
Ooh, oh, iodine. Ooh.
But it worked.
And you Bactine the heck out of it, and then you put a Band-Aid on it.
And you went back out and played. You went back out and played.
Yeah.
You were fine. You didn't go to the doctors.
No.
You didn't want to worry about an art, you know, any type of infection of some sort. Infection is fun. It's pussy. It's cute when you're a kid. We're being pussified into this big mound of wimpy people, it seems like.
I know. It's 733.
Every single drug. And it goes back to what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, you have an idea. You have something.
So what do you do for mental things? I don't know. I don't know.
I just want to think about it, man.
I think that people who have serious things.
Yeah.
For example, if I were in the situation where I had like Amityville Horror kind of things, the real one, not the movie. but if I had things like that going on, yeah, I and if I were on the team that went in to, try and discern what's going on, I would have those folks, seen by by a therapist.
If I'm sitting on the couch watching Roseanne, and there's somebody sitting next to me going, kill her. I think I might need to get some help. I can agree with that.
And I can see where you would need some help from a licensed psychotherapist or a licensed, I don't know the difference between them, but you would need help from that just to make sure that it's nothing, internal.
Yeah.
Then also simultaneous with that, you would be doing the actual investigation to see if it's something paranormal.
Bottom line is drugs should be the last resort, in my opinion.
Exactly.
It should be the last resort, in my opinion.
I agree.
Especially when it comes to someone's state of mind.
I agree.
I see people that are just mush now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same as they used to be. They're mush because they're on so many drugs.
Yeah, I can recommend, I'd love to recommend the Deborah Ray Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's on regular radio. It's on at night from
it's on WJR here in Detroit
and
Canada.
And
great show.
CKLW.
Is it CKLW?
AM 800 CKLW.
Yeah, I thought that was.
Nope, WJR is 950.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so AM 800 CKLW.
My AM shtick. Sorry.
and it's on at Deborah Ray Show. It's after hours. It's like 9 p.m. to midnight or 10 till midnight. I don't know. And she talks about the pharmaceuticals taking over the world, which is what they're doing. We have to get our guest,
We have to go
on the phone.
Take a break.
Let's take a break.
In the great words of Mr. Mackey.
I do want to revisit that.
In the great words of Mr. Mackey, though, drugs are buying. Okay? That's basically the bottom line here.
Drugs are buying.
I think it is. I think it is, man. Drugs are buying. Let's take a break, bro. Let's get out of here for a few minutes. I'm losing my voice. I'm so angry now and upset.
We'll get our guest on the phone.
We'll be right back.
Talk about psychic stuff.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Sean Burke, Indiana Ghost Tracker, www.indianaghost.org, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Listen to W Paranormal Talk Radio, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Pioneer Radio Network. For show information, visit wparanormal.com.
We'll be right back. Terry at www.missourighost.net. You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hey guys, what's up?
Yeah, I remember her saying, I'm already dead. 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 I'm already dead.
Well, today I want you each to stand up and hold your hands with some stupid symbol.
I'm already dead.
You're going to get up and scream.
I'm already dead. I'm already dead.
You're going to get up and burn an X in your head.
All right, cue the piano.
The piano?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong. I'm in the wrong studio.
No, was this the burn the X in your head one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that they talk about in the journals.
Oh.
I read the journals on ghostlytalk.com, you know.
I read everything on ghostlytalk.com. It's my job.
But anyway, this is what I have to do. This is indeed Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
Oh, Will woke up.
And he's late. You're late.
And yes, so that was an interesting break. We got Tara on the phone. So why don't you introduce her to us?
Oh, I get to slaughter it this time, or
yes,
you?
Please. No, you do it.
You do it.
You do it so well.
No, you do it.
All right, Will.
Okay, Will's gonna do it. Go ahead. Go, Will. Turn your mic off, Doug.
Okay.
Tara's warm personality, her sense of humor, and most of all, her incredible abilities make her a prominent and sought-after medium psychic, spiritual counselor, and speaker. She has been on numerous programs in both the USA and Canada and continues to lead seminars and workshops whenever possible. Her long-awaited book will be published and available before the end of this year, with plans of a second book being released sometime next year. Tara's startling transformation began in her mid-20s with incredible contacts on the other side that started rather abruptly. In time, she was able to gradually accept and embrace what was happening after having worked to overcome the initial fear. This allowed her to finally begin to understand what she was to do. Her journey since that time becoming clearer and clearer. Feeling as if she had been led, she began to recognize and understand new abilities, or perhaps ones that lay dormant earlier. She says, "It was as if unseen spirit beings were touching me to begin receiving information from the other side." Today, Tara is a professional and dedicated medium psychic, hypnotherapist, and healer. She was also the radio show host of Encounters Radio, heard in New York. Her new radio show was named appropriately after her. It's called the Tara Night Show and heads to the airwaves on numerous U.S. radio stations beginning this fall. Tara hosts the show and talks to fascinating experts and well-known people of New Age, paranormal, and metaphysical arena. Tara very much believes in God and says that her celestial encounters have only strengthened those beliefs.
Very good, Will.
Yay!
That was a great job.
That was the least slaughtered one, Tara. That was actually really, really good. You did.
Will really put some sincerity into that.
Yes,
he said it like he meant, man. That was really cool. Nice job.
That was good. Thank you. Good job,
Tara.
Will.
Now we'll talk to you.
It is so
nice.
You
guys are so cute. I tell you,
it's so nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you, Tara.
It's very nice to meet you too. You guys are cute. Really cute. I mean, you don't hear that a lot, right?
Well, you're only hearing it. You haven't seen us yet.
Yeah, they usually go eek and run away. Yeah.
But it's great to have another radio show host. We love having other radio show hosts on because they can talk better.
Well, not really better. It's just that they're used to the free flow.
Yeah,
the way we try to run Ghostly Talk is now. I know you've heard like the popular radio shows and stuff like that, where it's interview style and you know question answer question answer question answer what do you think answer, and that's fine. You know that works out very well. And sometimes Ghostly Talk does turn into that, but You know, we like to keep it relaxed, and, yeah, and you know, just the ideas flowing back and forth all the time. Yeah.
That's good,
what we like.
Though. That's very good, and it's refreshing, to be honest with you. It's a lot more fun.
I hope so.
When you're a guest, too, I'll tell you.
I don't know. I don't know. I called into Clyde Lewis's Ground Zero a couple times.
Yeah.
And I was a nervous wreck.
I
needed to take a shot of something.
I mean, I can sit here on this side of the microphone and have absolutely no problem.
I feel like when I call him Clyde Lewis, I'm calling a friend, though. I love Clyde Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
He is, like, my best buddy. I think he's amazing. And I'm sure, Tara, you know about this, too. I mean, anytime you try to call into something like that, you know you're going to be put on the spot. And you're going to get butterflies. I mean,
you
sure
know,
and
I tend to call in only to shows, and this is going to be very... Well, I'm not a... Before we go any farther, I should be very, very clear that I am not a political person.
Okay,
good, good.
I'm not, you know, but... Okay, and for your listeners, I should also say that I am physically living in Canada. I live close to Toronto, which is what we were speaking of during the break.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, of course, doing what I do it pretty much over the phone, and I talk to a lot of people in Europe and the U.S., and in Canada, being on a radio show like yours, that goes right across the board. You know, you can, especially on the internet. I mean, nowadays you can hear everything anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is really wonderful. But I must say that, you know, I'm not really the most political person in the universe. I'm really not. In fact, I never really cared much at all.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make this a political thing, but when we were talking about calling into shows and, you know, speaking something, asking a question, you know, of someone, you know, it's funny because now I find myself only calling in Canada again. When it comes to politics, and not because I'm a political person. I think that this, maybe it's because I'm a medium and a psychic, and this is the very first time in my life that, in fact, I never have voted before, which I confess, honestly and openly. I'm a non-voter person because I kind of believe that what's meant to be, you know, in some, you know, sure you should, you know, put your 2 cents forth, but I always knew that whoever I was going to vote for would never get in. So it but you know where I'm going. Mm. But here in Canada right now, I'm finding myself being a little bit more political because I don't like where we may be heading, and I think that I won't point fingers or anything, you know, to the United States, but I think you guys are experiencing the same there.
Yeah, we are, and it's funny you mention that because I know Doug really doesn't. He doesn't lean towards this as much as Will and myself do as far as the show's concerned. But I know myself and Will are always bouncing ideas about these types of conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. Political things, political agendas, and things like that. So I found it's actually funny because I tell people that. It took me getting into a field studying an alter reality to really understand more about my physical reality, you know?
Exactly.
And it really is a result of getting into studying the paranormal and studying hauntings and ghosts that I was somehow drawn over to that other side of it, which is, you know, everyday life, the things we deal with as far as our government and politics go. I mean,
yeah.
I try to keep my opinions to myself, but sometimes they just kind of fly out.
Well, I think you know for a fact, like when you're a person who feels energy, or you're, you know, quite good at being a medium or a psychic, or you know, or you use some kind of divination. I mean, you know, you do so with a pure heart and pure minded, and you're not pushy, and you don't really have a strong opinion about something generally. And you know, when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you feel totally not like yourself, like this is wrong, like big fat this is wrong.
Uh-huh.
Like I never, like just like I was saying earlier, I never cared about politics at all, and I don't read books on politics. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch Canadian news with reference to politics all that much. Very rare. If I see it, I kind of go, oh, here we go, turn the channel, you know. But yet, I'm finding myself feeling very strong, and I did with the last election in the United States, and the last election before that, I was very worried about. And again, I'm not telling people that, you know, my way is the right way, or you know, you're not entitled to your own opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Absolutely.
But I don't feel what I'm having is an opinion. I feel it's kind of like a shock therapy from spirit, and it's kind of very clear. And I'm surprised when I hear, you know, people who are very good mediums or psychics are connecting with the other side who are pro-Bush. I find that amazing because then I question their abilities.
Well, it's interesting.
it's funny. Thanks for laying it out for us. Hey, that's good.
I have to know the truth. I know it's not always fun.
No, and not everyone's going to agree with you. Not everyone's going to agree with you, but that is your opinion. That is totally your opinion.
And it's and you know, I just don't. I just immediately lose respect for the medium or the psychic because I think that I have no opinion politically. But it's very clear that this is dangerous territory.
It's very dangerous territory.
And as well in Canada, if we go the way of Harper. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, you probably don't really care too much about, neither do we.
Hey,
but
if we
do, I mean, that's the same thing here. We have to stay with who we have now.
Yeah.
Even though what we have now is not necessarily perfect and it's not good and there is a scandal presently, and definitely I think, you know, they're guilty, but I think that happens in government all the time and I'm not trying to minimize it. I just think that there's some kind of major setup going on to bring it all to the airwaves so that Canadians, for the first time here in Canada, get a reality, get a check and get told for once what's been going on all these years. But it's been going on under every government. I mean, a scandal and money and bribery.
Absolutely.
You know, greenbacks and, you know, I'll give you a little bit of oil if you give me a little bit of blank, you know. I mean, that's been happening. I don't like it. And I wish people were more honest. I mean, who doesn't? But I know that that happens in every work society.
Every society.
In government, in corporations, forget government, you know, in work, in offices, you know, office politics.
We just talked about the power of the pharmaceutical companies before.
Exactly.
Before calling you. And...
It's
just
astounding.
There.
It's astounding. The worst part is of a lot of this terror, I think, is a lot of it happens right in front of our faces.
Yeah,
they don't even hide
it.
They don't even hide it. They just do it.
Until it becomes a media thing.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody notices and starts reporting on it,
then it's
boom,
all retracted.
We gotta pull.
Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of the stuff I see, I guess I'm a bit more sensitive to things like that because I do study it a little bit more and I do keep my eyes open. And I try to be as fair. I don't try to pick things out. A lot of people try to pick things out like, oh, what the hell's that? What's that? You know,
yeah.
What's that? I try to be objective about everything I see and go, okay, let's see it for where it is. This is crap. What's going on here? Okay.
Well, here in the United States, you know, presidents can only be president for 2 terms. And
okay, it's enough now.
This
we one, gotta
get... This one's in its second one, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And then we're on to another...
Yeah.
Another,
well, I think what scares me is not so much, again, and this is not, again, about opinion. It's really, I believe, very, very much. It's the energy in the psychic. I mean, I've talked to so many psychics and mediums, and the majority of them, no matter what their beliefs or no beliefs as far as politics goes before, I mean, from the get-go, right from the first term, knew. I mean, you know, it was very, very blunt and very forthright, and it comes out in tarot cards if you're a tarot reader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very clear. If you don't do readings, if you don't do tarot cards, you know, you might use other divination, and it's always the same. And so I don't understand, I'm surprised that we are not more intelligent. We don't follow our intuition and stop following what we've been taught in terms of our family. Though I'm a Republican, therefore I'm a Democrat. It's not about that. It's about, you know, you got to listen, you know, to an inner voice inside you in all things in life, whether it be politics or whether it be, and it's hard to hear that space that has no opinion, but just really comes from a feeling. And taking 10, 20 minutes to find out what the feeling is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice if we could do it in all things better than we do. And, of course, I, like everyone else, even though I do what I do for a living, I don't always follow my own intuition. I mean, I do things kind of silly sometimes. Sometimes I'm really spontaneous and I do things, and sometimes it's for the good and it works out beautifully, and sometimes I could knock myself right in the head and say, what I do, you know?
Yeah.
And, but the thing is, we just need to listen more to our intuition, not
absolutely
to what's coming out of the mouth of someone, because there are really good actors out there today, and there are some really genuine people out there today, and it's getting to the point where when you hear an actor say, if you just follow what somebody says,
mm-hmm,
I mean, you know, if an actor can convince you as convincingly as a true person, as a real, honest, and sincere person, and
mm-hmm,
it gets to be to the point where when the actor screws up and we go to the sincere person, we don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, it's the typical,
exactly.
The typical boy who cried wolf scenario right there. You
exactly.
know? I mean,
and we're not listening to the inner voice of what we feel is right. We're only listening to what we've been trained to believe or what we're being told to believe. And it doesn't mean that there's conspiracies in all things. Mm-hmm. Well, some things are exactly as they appear. Well, you know?
I also think, I also believe quite a bit in karma.
Oh,
oh
absolutely.
And here's a quick example. When here in the Metro Detroit area, we've got a thing called the Clinton River and Lake St. Clair.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with these reports several years ago. And I've mentioned this on Ghostly Talk before.
You have?
Came out with these reports that you can't swim in Lake St. Clair because the seagulls are doing their business in the water, and that's fouling and polluting the water, right?
Yeah.
So you can't swim in Lake St. Clair. You can't use it. You don't eat the fish, even. I mean, there's like, you know, they're so polluted.
Boy, they must have very potent number two.
I think they do. It must be.
They must.
They really. They commissioned a study, and the study found that these birds, the seagulls, were doing that to the environment, right?
Mm-hmm. How dare they go to the bathroom?
Right.
What's with these seagulls? God.
I know. It's terrible.
Meanwhile, we all know in our heads and hearts that what's actually happening is they're doing a couple things. There's, you know, pollution of the water by, you know, businesses and things like that.
Which they're covering, to use something more acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they're also draining human waste into that body of water because they don't want to dispose of it properly, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happens is there's a combination of things. Well, and I knew this, and I mentioned it a couple years ago on Ghostly Talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, what happens is karma comes back and bites people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's happened is in the past week or so, they announced.
I know where you're going. We're hearing you. Okay, go on.
They announced that the Army Corps of Engineers is quite concerned about the pollutants in Lake St. Clair, and they've decided to take it upon themselves to clean up Lake St. Clair and the Clinton River.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is they're going to have to trace the pollutants back to their source.
Hallelujah.
And so, you know, they don't tell you this. They don't put the two stories together.
Why would they tell you that? That'd be the truth.
Right. They don't put it. I know. But they don't put it together. But what's happened is these people in charge who you know, a couple years ago commissioned this study and said, we're going to do all these, you know, we did this study and it's all these birds, right? Mm-hmm. Can't do anything about the birds.
We have a lot of seagulls, by the way, up here, and I've never heard of this before. I mean, I think they should have done better.
Well, I think they should have found some other reason.
Seagull poop's been wrecking paint jobs on cars for the last 100 years, and they haven't done anything about that
yet. No, they don't do anything about that.
I come outside my house every day, and I say, I just washed my car the day before. I come out, look at my car, and it's got a fresh bomb job on the top.
But the good news is the Army Corps of Engineers is coming in, and I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to find out.
I think you're exactly right, and I'm very happy that will happen. I mean, you're right. Karma does play its hand
a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't happen every time. You know, and sometimes, you know, like, I mean, it's funny because, you know, I very much believe in God, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't sit there and go preaching on every corner, but I believe very much in God and his existence and, you know, that we all are connected to a greater reality. I mean, you have to doing this work. I mean, you know, I've seen so much, and I've experienced so many things that really, you know, even talking on Ghostly Talk to people who are very much into it and have seen a lot of things or heard a lot of stories, I mean, you know, stuff that can make your hair curl. And, you know, believing, you know, what I believe, you know, you still realize that not everything is worked out in this world.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it is. You know, sometimes it's time to pay the piper and it happens quickly and swiftly and it will come back. You know, sometimes it does, and a lot of the time it does. Sometimes it might take many years. But, you know, there is justice in the larger whole of things.
There
you know,
certainly
the,
is.
The murderers who get away and, you know, they don't ever have to pay a day in confinement or in jail. And you know, here we go again. This is a little disturbing for some people. I mean, I even go as far as to believe that each of us have murdered. Each of us have been of a thief. Each of us, if we live enough lifetimes, we have to experience life from all planes of reality and experience. I mean, how can we have compassion in spirit after each lifetime and understand if we've never experienced from being the victim, you know, and being the robber, and being the murderer, and being the saint, and being the priest, and being the girl, and being the boy. You know, I mean, we have to go through many dramas, and being the dog, and being the cat. I mean,
well, I don't think I've been a girl in a past life yet, because I still can't understand any of
it. I hate to tell you.
I don't get it.
I love to trick them and say, oh, all your lives have been female. Didn't you know that? No, I'm kidding.
The problem is you don't remember, so you can't.
Because I blocked it out. That's why.
You still can't understand them, yeah. But
that's a really interesting idea, because I've never heard that, really, Tara. I mean, we talk about reincarnation, but I've never
thought about it.
We have to experience life from all aspects and all elements. It is the only way. We cannot learn from one lifetime as one type of creature, as one type of experience. How can we possibly... I mean, how can we possibly move up the ladder spiritually, in spirit? How can we learn everything in one life? It's impossible.
Right.
Well, and that's what I tell people.
You know, and being that we believe, and I not only believe, but I've seen, and of course, there's many people who won't believe this at all, and that's fine, again. I'm totally okay with that, because I was one of those people, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not 15 years ago. But... You know, we really do have to experience everything from all ends. We must understand that. I mean, and if we don't understand it here, we'll understand it later. We are immortal. We are. We live forever. And to think that one little less than 100 years is all we're going to live in a physical environment, in a physical world, and then we're going to basically be in spirit forever, you know, for endless amounts of time in our thinking. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. We have to keep coming back. We're like everything else. We're like, you know, the flowers, you know, the seeds, the everything. I mean, we're recycled. But it's not our bodies. It's our memory. It's our cell memory. This gentleman, I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Gary Schwartz. He's really on to something. And he's the one who started this whole buzz, and everybody else wants to take the credit for it. You know, you know, everybody's coming, oh, I said that. You know, it's like the GI diet, you know. Everybody's coming out with, oh, it's a GI diet. Oh, yeah, you know, I know. But, you know, let's face it, the guy here did the GI diet. We can make it better, and we can put it in a purple cover in our book, but it's still the GI diet.
Right.
You know, and he's very interesting, this Mr. Schwartz. In fact, at some point I maybe studied, he studies mediums. He studied Laurie Campbell. Mm-hmm. He's also studied, which is also a medium, who is also a medium, also studied John Edward, which we all know, Crossing Over fame. Crossing Over. I have got the best cat in the world. Did I tell you that, by the way? A little slight aside here.
I have got
the best cat in the world.
Okay.
Why?
Now, the reason I have to say this, can I do something on your show so the world can hear this?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Now, just listen to this. Now, I can't help but be distracted for a second.
Go right ahead.
This is unreal. Listen to this. His name's Baby Boy. Listen to this.
Okay.